We welcome each and every one of you here to Grace Bible Church this morning. We're glad that you're with us. In our call to worship today, we have been going through 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, the latter part of that chapter, dealing specifically with some of the very short, brief, terse statements that the Apostle Paul makes to the Thessalonian believers to keep them on track. You know, we need to be kept on track. It's very easy. You would think that with a rail and wheels that are rutted that go inside of a track that most trains wouldn't derail. And yet we had one just 2 weeks ago here in Milton going at a very slow speed derail. Several cars go off. Even when you lay it out and put it in such a way and travel at a speed to hopefully not go off the tracks, it happens. And we as believers need to keep ourselves from evil. I want to read 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 22, and the Bible tells us, abstain from all appearance of evil. I want to read to you from the Amplified Bible, which reads, abstain from evil, shrink from it, and keep aloof from it, in whatever form or whatever kind it may be. How important it is for you and I to make sure that we do not put ourselves in positions or allow ourselves to go into certain areas or allow our mind to travel in areas where we will be tainted by evil. We have a responsibility to keep ourselves from evil. I know that we live in a day where evil is glorified, where we are told that it's not evil. We're actually being told today that certain things are not sin, they're not evil. That's what those Bible-believing people have said, but we don't believe that to be true. Well, the Bible says if something's evil, it's evil. If God says it's an abomination, what right do I have to go back and redefine terms and say that it's not an abomination? Then I become God whenever I do that. The Bible makes it very clear that God's people are to abstain from how much appearance of evil? All appearance of evil. Now that makes the standard very, very high. And people don't like high standards. People begin to rationalize within their own thoughts and begin to say, well, it's not possible to be able to do that, and so they lower the bar. Well, you and I have a responsibility to keep the bar where God put it. Amen? If God puts the bar up here, I don't go down and change it and bring it down here. The bar is set here. I must, by God's power and through His Holy Spirit, seek to be able to meet God's standard by His grace. I'm so thankful that the moment we are saved, we are indwelt by the third person of the Trinity. Amen? The Spirit of God comes to live with us. He is a person, and all of Him comes to be with us, not pieces and parts. All of Him. And He will empower you, and He will empower me to abstain from all appearance of evil. It's not in our strength that we seek to do this, but in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ.